Mamapelis, Tumtum Madrenus. A woman who miscarries, a Tumtum is a child whose gender we cannot determine because he's covered over, he, she is covered over. Or an Andragonus is, has elements of both. So Teshul Lezogon Akevas, since we don't know what it is, you have to sit for male and female, which Gemara is going to explain is 14 days of Tumah and 26 days of Tara, Chumras on both sides. Now, Tumtum Vizach, she miscarried at the simultaneously a Tumtum and a male, right? Or an Andragonus and a male, so Andragonus is Zohar, Teshul Lezogon Akevas, it's also the 14-26 bit, right? 14 days of Tumah and then an additional 26 of Tara.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is it Tumtum always a Tumtum?
No, so you can reveal it. But you, they don't, they, the old days, they didn't always do the operation. Now, there's no such thing as a Tumtum because you wouldn't leave it closed. But in the old days, yeah. Okay. So, usually, by the way, Tumtum, though, has problems. I mean, it's a genetic problem. It's not just that he's covered up. Okay? So, if a person is in the Tumtum in a cave or Andragonus in a cave, now, this I don't understand, and the Gemara doesn't clarify it at all, and I tell you the truth, I honestly didn't take a look at the Bavli about this. I really should have. I didn't have time today. But, if it's a Tumtum in the cave and Andragonus in the cave, for some reason, Teshul in the cave will be Vat. For some reason, you only do the days in the cave, which means you could do straight 14, 66, 80 altogether. I don't know why. The Chorish had to be Machmer like a Zohar as well. Right? That is, that you may Tohar end after 40 days. It seems to me for the Yerushalmi, although there's my spin on the Yerushalmi, which we're going to see in a few moments, that the Yerushalmi holds these are two different shitas in the Mishnah. Whereas the Mishnah is divided in half. And part of the Mishnah is talking about one sheet and the other side about the other sheet. But I'm not 100% sure. I'm not even 75% sure if that's the case. You'll see the Yerushalmi, you'll see if you agree with me or not. Says the Gemara, Yotze Kedarko, Yotze Mechutach Umesuras, if the fetus comes out chopped up or distorted. The Shiete Ruba Reza Kiyola, when it comes out the majority, so then it's born. Yotze Kedarko, if it comes out the normal fashion, Achi Yotze Rov Rosho. It's until most of the head comes out. Ezer Rov Rosho, what's the majority of the head? Misha Teitze Patachto. When the forehead comes out, that's the majority of the head. Hamapelis Venio Dua Ma'u, if she miscarries, you don't know what it is. Teshav Lezoch and Ikeva, she should sit for both male and female. Imil Dua Im Vladhu, if you know if it's if I knew I would make a mistake. If you know that it's a child. If not, teshev lezochor in the cable in the nido. If you don't even know if it's a child, then of course you have to assume she's in need as well. If somebody miscarries 40 days after conception, you don't assume it's a child. Why? For the first 40 days, the child is not a valid fetus. The 41st day, then we suspect it could have either been a male, a female, or nothing, in which case she's in either. If it's a male after 41 days, so we assume it's a male, not a female. Nida, Yom Shani Vecha, it's a Nida, it's only, Uzach Nida, it might only be a male or a Nida. Yom Shmoni Vecha, if it's the 81st day, Teshul Uzach and the Kevin and the Nida. Then, if it's the 81st day that she miscarries after conception, then she sits for Zoch and the Kevin and Nida, Shah Zoch and Nigamar Laraboy Vecha, because the male is completed after 41 days, when the Kevin is Shmoni Vecha, and the Kevin after 81 days, he held the conception periods are different. Chachomi argued on this. They said, Echor be a Zohar, Echor be a Stakeva, Zev, Zer, Laboy, and Bechot, they're both 41 days. It's not a different conception periods for a male and a female. Okay? Says Mara Kohen Ditzin, any time it says Teshev Lezachar in the Keva, any time it says that she sits for a Zachar or in a Keva, it's for both, rather, it's Yudal Tmeim, it's 14 days of Tuma, V'chav Vav Tarim, 26 days of Tara. Noisel of Chumay Zachar, and we Nasi Olea Chumay Zachar, Chumay the Keva, we give her the stringencies of both male and female. Hadar Dat Omar, you should know, however, that's Lebeisa. The chumrah that she may Torah stop after 26 days, meaning after 4 days are up, is only vis-a-vis her husband. But the chumrah vis-a-vis taros, as we mentioned previously in the Masechta, is teshem the kevas for to extend your may Torah and be considered to be not fully Torah until all 80 days have elapsed. Okay? Now, the next part of the Mishnah said, tumtum in the zohar, andregnos the zohar. If you have a tumtum in a male and andregnos in a male, Teshuv lezachar nekeva, she sits for both male and female. The choishishin lezachar, and we assume that potentially it was a male, right? We assume that there was a male because there was a male there. Tumtum vadreganus, so we assume both male and female. Tumtum nekeva ledreganus nekeva. So then, if it's tumtum nekeva and it was nekeva, teshuv nekeva bilvad. The Mishnah said she only sits for nekeva. She doesn't sit for a zohar, which seems to be a contradiction. It seems to be a contradiction I was asking. That in the beginning of the Mishnah, although I'm not 100% sure this is what the Yishalmi means, but in the beginning the Mishnah said there was a tumtum a zohar, a tumtum to in the keva, so then tumtum and a zohar, or the dragon is a zohar, so you put sit for both zohar and the keva. But it was soon the cave on Dreynus in the cave, you only serve for a female, not for male. How come? Why the difference? So it says the Gemara, Hada Amara Yoda Zachar Nekeva on the cave, Zachar Teshev in the cave. Now, this tells us that if she gives birth, this teaches us that if she gives birth to a male and a female, or a female and a male, she sits dafka for a female. In other words, the end of the Mishnah seems to connote, or the seifa of the ratio of the Mishnah seems to connote that a different sheet that we've been saying all along. Till now, I've been saying along, if she gives birth to a male and female, then the chumas are both. But the end of the Mishnah seems to indicate that if she gave birth to a tumtum and a nekeva, or an adreganus in a nekeva, you only give her the halacha of a female, which means she has the 1466 straight up, not the 14 luchumra on the one side and the 26 luchumra on the other side, but rather 1466 straight. Which again seems like it's a contradiction to the ratio. The ratio tells us you have to do 14 days of Chumrah at the beginning, and then only 26 days of Torah at the end. But the Sefer seems to be saying that in every time it's in a Keva and a Tumtum, the Keva and Andragonus, and from that the Gemara is inferring also in a Keva and a Zohar, you would give straight up Zohar, which I don't really understand why we don't give Chumrahs of both. I'm not sure. Okay? Straight up the Keva. I say straight up Zohar? No, straight in the cable. So the truth is, I can even understand, that's why I don't realize what's going to show me. I can even understand, in a case of death, you know, case of death, I'm thinking. Now I have a shot now. It took me all the more than, now I finally got it. No, I was wrong. Okay? All of a sudden it struck me. It struck me. The only time we say it's a chumrah, now go back to the Nushami, now the way I just figured out. The only time we say it's a chumrah, Teshev was all the cave, was if you're mesupach what it was. But if there definitely was a male and a female, then you go definitely after the female. That's the pshat. Where we don't know what it was, then we do both zohar and the cave, because from mesupach we don't actually know what was going on. But we know definitely there was a male and definitely a female. We don't give the chumras of both. We just give the status of a female. Do you understand that? If there's twins born, right? If only there's birth of twins, one male, one female, so we just give the status of a female. Which is a kula, but that's the halacha. No, the Torah never really reveals that halacha, but that's halacha. What's the status of a female? Oh, so a tumtum is a safek, right? But the Gemara is saying, Mimanafshach. He's either female or male, right? If he's a female, so then you give straight up female days. If it's a male, then when a male and female are born together, you give the female days. Because that's no worse than if a definite twins were born. It's no worse than if a definite twin male and twin female were born from the same womb.
That's what happens.
That's what it means. It just struck me right now. Definite twins were maple. We don't give chumus a boat. We say it falls straight up in the cave. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Let's read inside again. Now they figured out. Tuta v'zochar, starting from the two dots again. Tuta v'zochar and dregus v'zochar. It's the tuta the male, dregus the male. Teshu v'zochar in the cave. So she has to sit for a zochar in the cave. V'choyshishin l'zochar. Here we take into account the male. I don't know why talking though. No, sits for both gives her a chumrah on both ends. 14 days of tumah, she's forbidden to her husband, and no, if it was both, it takes off 40 days. She only has 26 days of tahara where her blood is torn. She doesn't get the full 66. What? No, so Gemara is saying, but now I'm still not sure if I was saying correctly. I think the Gemara is saying that if they're twins, you go straight up like a female, which means 14 days of tumah, but then 66 days of tahara, not just 26. But now I'm not sure. The thing is, one second. Tumtum v'zachar, adre v'zachar, teshu v'zachar v'nekeva, the cheshishin v'zachar, there we take into account. There we take into account the male for chumrah. Tumta in the keva and dregus in the keva teshu keva vad ve'ei choshushim lezachar. Why is that? Oh, of course, it's pashim. It's pashim. Actually, it's not pashim, but it's like this, I think. Tumta zahar, dregus in the zachar, teshu lezachar in the keva. You can't subsume this case as complete Nekeva, because maybe the Tumta and Adregnus are both males, right? So in that case, you go after the male Luchumra, because maybe there's no female in this womb. Because maybe the Tumtum is a male, and maybe the Adregnus is a male, right? So therefore, in that case, you must go after both days Luchumra. The 40 days of the female at the beginning, which is the Chumrah, 14 days of Tumah. And you go after the 26 days of Tahara after that to get up to 40 like the male. Because you don't know if there are any females in this womb at all. So therefore you have to assume that that follows Zohar l'chumrah and the Keva l'chumrah. You have to take the Chumrah to both, right? To attune the Zohar, Jair of Zohar, Teisha lezachar nekeva, she sits for both male and female. The choshen zachar, we have to take account the male aspect. Tumtum in the keva, however, when the tables are turned, you don't know if there's a male here. It could all be female. Tumtum in the keva, Jesus keva, Teisha keva, you only have her sit the time of in the keva. Why only time in the keva? And we don't take the male to account at all. Hi, there could be that the Tumtum was a male, not Dragos was a male. Hadar Amara, this teaches us that even if we know for sure Yolda Zoganakeva, absolute biologically certain twins, which are male and female, that Onakeva of a Zohar, depending, it doesn't matter the order, first male, then female, or female and male, Teshul Nakeva, the days of the male, is subsumed in the days of the female. So where there might not be a female at all, so there we have to be choshish for Zohar and for Nekeva, for both male and female. But where there's a definite female and a questionable male, it's no different than a definite female, a definite male, and we only follow the days of the female. Okay, very good. When I was preparing, I was staring at this and couldn't figure it out, but finally now it's clear that I made him say what I wrote here.
This phrase of Zohar Nekeva, or Nekeva Zohar,
I don't know why the order makes a difference. Maybe you would say that the nature of the birth is determined by the first one out of the womb. I don't know. Okay. So Says the Gemara further. What? Okay. Mechutav Shiyatza Rosh or Mal. What about if the kid was chopped up inside the womb and his head came out? Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yassi, Spagon, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Lazar, and Machlokas. Rabbi Yochum, my Rosh Akur, Rabbi Yochum, say you don't need the majority of his body. It's either his head or the majority. Either or works. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, no, Rosh Akur, Mevar, his head is just like any other one of his limbs. And you have to have the majority. The head does not constitute a substitute for the majority. It's included in the majority. Okay? Says the Gemara, Masisa plead Rabbi Yechon. The Mishnah seems to argue Rabbi Yechon, because our Mishnah says, Yotzei Mechutachom Mesuros, if he came out chopped up or in distorted, Mishiyotzei Rubo, once the majority comes out, or raises a Kiyolud. Once he comes out, the majority, that's when he's born. Not his head, the majority, it says, the majority of his body. So everybody goes crazy with the Kiyosur here. Everybody, the name Moshe, the name Ephraim, the Mashbiach, the Shari Teres, so they all go crazy trying to figure out the gears of the next few lines. But there's one gear, there's one change of the Shnui and the Schos in the bottom, which you have in the Gemara Mishir, Shnui and the Schos between this Mara Ponim and Amud Yishlaim and Gilgilin Ephraim. A very simple, straightforward change, which makes it all understood without changing, I think, any other words. Yeah, if you just change this one word, you'll have to change a lot of things which everybody else changes. Pata Lori Yochanan responds, Mishiyotza instead of Rosho Rubo. Mishiyotza Rubo. In other words, this is talking about breech birth. When you follow the head when the head comes out first. You follow the rove when the feet come out first. And the Gemara will clarify that momentarily. But first the Gemara gets interrupted in the middle. Okay, the Gemara will come back to that then momentarily. Says the Gemara, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Lezer. First the Mishnah Chapsantu. Now the Gemara picks Chapsantu to ask a question. Rabbi Lezer. Lezer said that even the majority, that you need the majority of the fetus in the head is not suffice. What about the Mishnah said, Yotza Kadargova came out the normal way, Achi Yotza Rov Rosho. All you need is the majority of his head. You don't need the majority of the body. So that's a raya against Rabbi Elazar. Lezer said you need the majority of the body. Here it says, what do you need? Only the majority of the head.
Don't you need? I'm thinking about what the dead body. You're thinking for dead body at Shabbos for a korban.
Yeah.
And you want to get to the nose.
No comparison. Because here, even if dead miscarried baby causes 2 months later. So therefore, even if it's dead, that doesn't matter.
But you won't know if it's dead.
It doesn't matter if it's alive or dead. It still doesn't matter if it got cut up after that much of the head was born and the forehead. There'd be a birth visit 2 months later. Okay? Hada Kadmaisa Amra. Now, the Gemara goes back to the first question we asked Rabbi Yochanan. And again, this line also gave a lot of unfortunate grief. And the Mashbiach even wants to say it's later interpolation by one of the scribes who wrote over the Yerushalmi. But Lamaisa is very partial. Hada Kadmaisa Amra, the first case which told us, Lechaira, that Rosh Olaf Kumu. The first case told us the head is not sufficient, right? Because it said you need Mishiyotza Rubo. So it says, I'm not explaining what it already said in Amar Aleph, but to expand a little bit, Patula Mesuras, that's where the baby was Mesuras. And we know that Mesuras means flipped over. Right? Like Sarsei V'Darshel means turn it over and expound at it. So that's about a breech birth. So that's about a breech birth. That's why you need the majority and not the majority of the head. Okay? Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, are the same as Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yonasan said like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Zira Machavil Chavraya. Rabbi Zira showed the Chavarim. You know what the head and majority of the head is? Pad Chaso, the forehead, but not just the forehead. Also, Google so also with skull. So it's really a line like this, which is considered birth. It's called crowning, I think, in English. You have to have a line like this around the head. That's considered to be birth. Okay? How did the Bay Rabbi Gamliel boy? Sorry, how did the Bay Rabbi Gamliel Berebi? Berebi Liani. The people in the house of Gamliel Berebi Liani, boy, calling Rabbi Mani, they asked in front of Rabbi Mani. Mikeva, now here the Shari to the soul change the gears and I'll go with him. It says, Mikeva, their mayor Omar Vladu. Now, this is really going back on the Gemara we had back in Halacha Beis. I told you a couple of days ago that the Shai Desol says the Gemara in Halacha Beis, which even belongs to Halacha Hey, Gemara in Halacha Hey, which even belongs to Halacha Beis, and this is what? Here it's talking about vis-a-vis, Grant Mayer holds it's possible to have a bird-like form come out of the human being, out of the mother, and it can be alive, and it's considered to be have a lochus of fetus, right? And we had that fun, you know, that Talmudic humor Gemara, you know, goes up to the tree and say, here, birdie, birdie, come in and done the yubum or chalitza, right? So that was the case back there, right? So it came in there, I may omar vladu. So if that's the case, since a mayor says it's a vlad, again, change the ato to red mayor, may ato abachrov ena b'chor lo nachav lo l'koin. If that's the case, the next child should not be a b'chor, neither for nachla nor for koin. Whereas that's the Bechor, and Thursday game Pish 9, that first bird, which is born, and also it's a Bechor vis-a-vis, you know, Pinyan Abed. That is not be a Bechor. Now, the implicit question, which is not here explicitly, but Shai Tisrael says is the question, is that in Bechoris, in the beginning of the 8th parak, Rebbe says, according to Rebbe Meir himself, that if the firstborn looks like an animal, like a bird, then the next child who's born is the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachla. Not vis-a-vis Kohen, because not Peter Rechem, but didn't open the womb. But the first viable child doesn't look like a bird, is the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachla. So how come over here, the firstborn bird is the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachla, and there is no other Bechor vis-a-vis Nachla, vis-a-vis inheritance. Yet in Bechoris, where the same Rabbi Meir says, that it's the next child who's the Bechor vis-a-vis inheritance. So says Mara, Armaleis, a responded to Potashiotu Mesim. That's about a case where the child, in Bechoris, where we say the next child is the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachla, so the first child was born still. In other words, the bird was born stillborn. Here, I'm talking about where the bird was born alive. Now, Rabban holds there's no such thing. That's what we said back then. And Rabban holds it's possible for that bird to be born alive. So that's why that firstborn bird or animal, whatever it is, comes out of the mother's womb. That's the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachlor and Kohen, not the next one. Whereas in Bechoris, where that bird was born dead, so then in that case, the next child is the Bechor vis-a-vis Nachlor. Okay? Now, says that's basically the end of Nidah. Shai Desol advances the svara that the next few lines are fragments from the Ushami Kutchim which we're missing, which is interesting. I don't know if it's actually true, but it is. They have nothing to do. Are you okay? Are you okay? The next few lines have nothing to do really with the Ushami Nida. Says the Mar, Rabbi Yitzhar Naam Sherry Leza said, Gugoles, the skull of her oaf of a bird is Berubo. Now this is not. And even Sion Schleim makes this point. There's not talking about vis-a-vis, you know, a bird born from a woman. It's talking about Hilchos Trefus. When is the skull of a bird considered to be crushed, that the bird is considered to be a trefa? So that's when it's missing the majority of the skull. The majority is not missing when it's majority skulls crushed in. Rabbi Zir Shem Shimon Lovish Shem Rishmul said Shbukargeres Oof, the windpipe of a bird. Is berubo, it's only a trefa when the majority of the windpipe is split. And that was the fact is halacha, as we know, the esophagus, the majority, the trachea is the majority, the esophagus is a mashu, no matter how small the hole is. As uvdo kun Rabbi Yossi, the story came from Rabbi Yossi, bechot shenike mole machat. He brought the shaila of a case where the trachea had a needle pricked through it. So he said back to him, the Rabbi Yossi said, "V'chienu yodi meizu rubo." Don't we know what the majority is? In other words, this is obviously not the majority. Why are you coming and asking such a question? Okay, Hadra Pecha Mapolis. Bnos Kutim. Now I'm going to skip the last Gemara, which is at the end of Aloch Aleph. I'm just going to read the Mishnayos in the parak. We'll leave the Gemara for the Siyum. Bnos Kutim. The daughters are. You know, I really am going to cheat. I'm just going to read straight up. I brought it for this purpose. What? Yeah. I hope the brother will call it right value. Benos Kutim Nidos Me'arei Sasa. The daughters of Kutim are Nidos from their cradle. The Kutim render the lower mattress, the one they sleep on, Ke'elion, like the top mattress, Neshen Bole Nidos, because they cohabit with the Nidos. It's interesting how they cohabit with the Nidos, even though it's a Torah stricture. So the Pemosh brings down a long interpretation, which is also here, is that they hold that green is a color which is Tomei. And therefore they mess up their Nidos cycles by counting green as a Tomei color.
Yes.
Okay? So that's a... Why?
Because somehow Kusa wants to say that it's
Tomei, yeah.
And they wouldn't follow the majority. The majority is the Chachamim. So therefore,
Maybe, could be. Vein Yosha called Damadam, and that's the reason the next line we've made, because really they sit on every blood tumor. But one is not liable in their account for entering the sanctuary on their tumah. One born tumah on their account. Because they do go to the mikvah, so they might hit or miss, right? If they get their cycles right or not, and therefore it's always a suffix. Okay. Next mishnah. The notes to Dokim. The daughters of the Sadducees. By the way, tell me if there's any change of gears between the Gemara and what I'm reading. When they go in their father's footsteps, arayin kakutios, are the same like the kutios, meaning that they make the same mistakes as the Samaritans. Pirshul Alechas, you want to look in the Gemara? What do you want to do? You want to look in the, what? Mishnah. Pirshul Alechas, they saw if they did tshuva, they started going Jewish pathways, and the Harei saw they're like Jews. Rabbi Yezid says, no, they always are considered to be like Jews, unless they follow the ways of their... The Sadducee fathers. In other words, we always assume that Stokin are going to follow the right halacha according to him, unless we know otherwise. So it's a question of whether their default is that they're good or not. Dam Nochris, the dam, the blood of a Shiksa, the dam Torah Shamatzora, Torah Shamatzoras, and the blood of which is a tar of a woman who has Taras, Beishamai Matarin. Beishamai says there's no dam nida of any sort, and it's not even one of the mashkin. Of course, it's not one of the seven beverages that it should be machshu kabel tumah. Rishonim Rishil says no, it is like a discharge, kiruka me raglets, or like a saliva in your urine, and we know the discharges of a mitzoras or metame, and they gave a nachris taloch of a zava that also is metame. The blood of a woman who gave birth to Aziah got the mikvah. Beisham says kuruko me raglea. It's like her saliva and her urine, and it's and therefore it's only tummy when it's moist. Beisil says metame lach biyavesh, that's metame when it's both dry and wet. It makes no difference. I'm not sure exactly why, but for some reason there is the Fukati has a long discussion of this. What's the status? If it's like blood, so then it's mitami whether it's wet or dry. But if it's like a discharge, it's only mitami when it's moist, because discharge is only the time when it's moist. Modim, however, Beis Shammai concede Violetus Bezov, that if she gives birth as a zava, then she metamalach viyavish, then her blood is metami, even if it's dry, because that's impure blood. And impure blood is metami if it's dry. Its other discharge has to be moist in order to be tami, but not impure blood. Hamaksha, a woman who is a difficult labor, and she's in nida. Kishlo Shloshi Yom Yisoch HaChadis Hayom. Here's where we had the difficult Mishnayos, which Mr. Zuger alludes to in his speech, which have to do with the how many days she's a Zava, how many days she's a Nida, how many days she's a Yoledis. If she's Kishlo Shloshi Yom Yisoch HaChadis Hayom, if she was in difficult labor for 3 days, during the 11 days of months which come after the 7 days of Nida, during which a woman is potentially a Zava. So then, Bishof Sameis Leis Vyolda, and then she rests for 24 hours, and then gives birth. So for 3 days straight, she saw blood. Then she stopped for 24 hours and gave birth. So she's a Yoledes, but she's also a Zava. And she has to wait 7 clean days after she stops seeing blood before she can have relations with her husband, which is like how we're machmir nowadays. We assume all women who give birth are also Zavas, and that's why even after even after 7 or 14 days are up, then now let's go back to their husbands until such time as they go through 7 clean days. Okay? Right there, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shulman, Rabbi Shulman says, Laila v'yom, Kilele Shabbos v'yom, Rabbi Shulman says, it's not 24 hours, but it's a day and a night that she has to rest. In order to be a Zava as opposed to a woman who had a difficult labor to bleed therefrom. And she has to have relief from pain, not from blood. In other words, even if she was seeing blood during that 24 hours, as long as she had relief from pain, then that's considered ready that she was a Zava, and then the later was a separate episode. Okay? Hey, Kami Kishuya. How long can you consider it a difficult labor to last? Even 40-50 days. Rabbi says no such thing as difficult labor more than a month. There's no such thing as more than 2 weeks. Now, if a woman has a difficult labor again, after having had, you know, she quickly conceived again, after having given birth, and still within her 80 days. Okay, so this is a case which is not relevant, as Nana said, because nowadays you don't have a law of Dam Tor. But there was Dam Tor. A woman gave birth, and 14 days later she was mutter to her husband, right? And she conceived during the 66 remaining days. Okay? Kol domi she roa, any blood she sees is Tor. All the blood is, which she sees is affiliated with the Dam Tor of the 66 days. The last time Rabbi says no. Once she becomes pregnant, starts giving birth again, of course it's going to be a miscarriage, right? But that blood is affiliated with the birth, not with the made Dam Tor. Amalo Rabbi Lezer. So they said to Rabbi Lezer, Mava Mokum Shihmer Dam Shofi. When the law is strict in regard to blood without pain, meaning a woman who gave birth after experiencing a discharge without pain and difficult labor 3 consecutive days during a Ziva period is a Zava, as grabbing in birth while in the state, yet, nevertheless, Heiko Vadamako, she will lean in with blood which has to do with difficult labor, that blood is not Dam Ziva. Malkush Heiko Vadamako, over here we're leaning with any blood, and we assume any blood is Dam Tor. Aidin Shinoga Vadamako, she's not a Kabbal Khomer, that the blood of labor is not considered to be Tame. In other words, if a place where Matame regular blood, Dam Koshi is not considered to be Tame, meaning it's not Ziva blood. Here, where we're Mako by regular blood, is not a dinshu issue mako by the blood of the labor, difficult labor, on Merlem. So he said to them, no, Daila Bamiyadin Lioskinan. You want to make a Kavachomer? You only can prove as much as the Kavachomer indicates at a minimum. Mimai Kelem, Mitumas Ziva. She's not a Zava, because this blood can be attributed to her labor. Avotutmeo Tumas Nida, but she is Tame, as if she is a Nida, so this blood is considered to be Nida blood. If it's not Dam Tor, it's considered to be Dam Nida. What? Excuse me? Last Mishnah. Kol Chad Asar Yom, for the 11 days between one menstruation period and the next, you're spilling. Ches Kastar, a woman is considered to be soon to be Tor. Yashvelo Lo Bodka, if she therefore she didn't check herself during those days, Shogaga, either unintentionally, Nansa, because she was compelled not to check, he's either even intentionally Shlobot, she didn't check, Torah, she's considered to be Torah. He gives Shas Vesta, if beyond those 11 days her new cycle came, the time new cycle, she didn't check, she did hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, Lobotka, Arezu Tmei, we assume she's Tomei, right? Until she checks and finds that she's still Torah. Her mayor says, She was in hiding because she was in afraid for her life. The Tavestes came, she did not check. She is Tohar. Why is that? Because fear causes her blood to go away. She doesn't have period. But the days when a woman is a zover, and even days when she's keeping clean days, the day of Taro can correspond to the day of Tumah, she's assumed to be Tame, and therefore in order to disprove her Tumah, she has to constantly be checking herself. Okay? That's that. Now, there's a bunch of hashlamos. It's a little bit late, but I want to read you a few of them. Not the ones in the back, which are a lot of them, but a couple of them just from the... What? 29. Only 29. Just for the Amudei Yerushalayim, from the Amudei Yerushalayim Tinyona, on the bottom of... you bring them for Roker. Let's see where you, when you read a bunch of them before, in the next 10 minutes. Bana Yudav Hamadav. Bottom of 321. You see the Amudei Yerushalayim Tinyon on the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, by Rokeach. That's the second white line. Rokeach, Shoresh, Liyiro, Kazab Shem Yerushalmi, Yechoschevel, Perka Chevel, writes the name Yerushalmi, Babakama, Hamaskis, Hashem, Choles, Tarech Nidui. Some of you always mention the name of Goddess, you put in a Cherem. Adkan. I'm not sure which name. I'm Suma Dokoi. So Vilais Lefenei that Yerushalmi is not in front of us. Rokeach Etik Yerushalmi Rabbi Yochanan Ikla Lehu Asra. Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yochanan came to a certain place. Chazu Gavad Ava Kori Bismicha. He was reading while leaning. I'm not sure what he's reading. I assume he's reading the Torah. While he's leaning, Armalei says also Lechoi. Now allowed to read while you're leaning. Shemit says, "Vatopo amodi madi," because stand with me. It says Moshe was told to stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Armalei says, "He said, Babosani, what can I do? I'm fat. So therefore, since I'm fat, I have to lean on something." So he said, "Vehitirlo," he allowed him to lean. Same circumstances. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu was lean and mean. Chene etika Mordechai berakam the brachos. Mordechai brings it down. V'leisul fanenu. We don't have such Yerushalmi. With fuz shitamir. Where goes Haramaza Mordechai Nishim Shkin Yerushalmi Soita? He writes as Yerushalmi that in Soita, but let's say we don't have such Yerushalmi. Barokeach also says Yerushalmi Ma'aseh b'Bnei Yehuda ben Shmua. The Ma'aseh of the sons of Yehuda ben Shmua Shabuklem Zevim Yoytim Shlosh Meot Son. That wolves came. Zev is a wolf, right? Wolves came and had 8,300 sheep. Uba Ma'aseh b'Nei Chachomim. The Ma'aseh came from Chachomim. The Yitiru Kevo Seim. And they permitted their stomachs. I don't know why. Lay that in Makoma, we don't know where the place that Yerushalmi is. Barokeach means that Yerushalmi, Tachko Beso Isa Chayav Levire. That actually is a typo. It should be Levire with an I. In other words, if you use dough to plaster your walls, on Pesach you have to burn down your house. So that was somehow didn't make the cut of the Yerushalmi either. Lo yadati makoma. Rokeach. The Rokeach. The Spinel principle eliminated that
can
one.
Can I mention that?
Yes, you can mention that one if you want. Rokeach, the Yerushalmi, Ari Psochim, Osim, O Cheshman, Lach, Yontif. It says you make a cheshbon after Yontif, I don't know with who, maybe with the Goy, I don't know exactly who, Lace Fedu, we don't have that. Brokech, Yushami, Mesech, the Shviz, Yushami, Ukech, what's Yushami, Mesech, the Shviz, Amra, Bitsa, Bar Acho, Bishem, Rabbi Yossi, Oivil, if they had Teva, some of you passes in front of the Omer, Brosh Hashanah, ain't so ask with Shosh Chosh, doesn't match Shosh Chosh Adami. Chab, Barabai, Avakami, Tivusa, Lod, Chah, Reish, Yarcha, the certain individual who went in front of the table, below the Chareish Yarcho, he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh Am Rosh Hashanah, the Kau Sunei, and they praised him. The Mara of Chistoy says, Yikorin Echor Ola Kanakan, the mention of Rosh Hashanah works for both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh, we had this actually somewhere in Yushami, I don't know where. But Yesh Yushami Yashan Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos, I don't know what it is. Suddenly I said, think Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Amarav Zikaron Echad Olakan Olakan. Yeah, so this must be the Ushami we had, Rosh Hashanah. That Zikaron Echad Olakan Olakan. Emiyati Yibata Rosh Chodesh B'tfila. So therefore we should take Rosh Chodesh out of davening. Kayim Shomer B'sof Shofros Yom Sibchaschem Odechem Rosh Hashanah. The fact that we say at the end of Shofros, that's enough. Rav Mafki Latamide, Rav could command the students, Laz Kurib and Musafin, to mention in Musaf, Ola Sachodesh, Umin Chasa, Visoil Chaperish, Nesbini Gilchasim, which I believe we do have in Rosh Hashanah Shmanesre, Ayan Shom, Lace Vonenu. We don't have this in us by Shviz, but I think we had it somewhere. Ayan Shom, Sim Chavdal. Rokeh Sim Reshudal Kosab, Avo Betainis Acheros, and other tainis, Vaicha Moshe, we read Vaicha Moshe, not a Tishbav, and not Yom Kippur, we read Vaicha Moshe Maftir and Yushu V'goymer, Yerushalmi Yoshem Perbeis Tainis, and this Seder of the laning after Antainis is in Yerushalmi Yoshem Perbeis Tainis, Leis Moneda, we don't have it in front of us. But Perokeach, Shabbos Chabo Tainis, Shabbos comes out of Tainis, Oimer shall tainis bebrach hamishis. You mentioned the tainis in the fifth brach on Shmon Esrei. I don't know what the fifth brach on Shmon Esrei is. No, on Shabbos. Magen Avraham, Chai Mesim, Ato Kodosh, Kaddish Shabbos, Ritzei, Shalom Rav, right? I mean Shalom Rav. And Sim Shalom. That's the fifth brach on Shmon Esrei on Shabbos? No, it can't be. Tukosh is the third. It's in Modim. No, it's in Ritzei. Right, so the three before, and then Shabbos, and the fifth one would be Ritzei. Ritzei would be the fifth, so it would be like Yalav Yovel. Just like you mentioned Yalav Yovel, you'd mention the Tainus in Ritzei. It's an interesting idea. The Leisa, it's not in our Yerushalmi, okay? Leisa Fenenu.
Can't have a
tainus
in Shabbos anymore.
Well, if it gets pushed off, let's say Tishbav came out on Shabbos, you pushed it off. That would be a tainus.
Still mentioned the tainus.
That's what he's saying. It seems that. Rokeach Misayim, Rokeach says, brings on Misayim, Hakel Asalchon. You say Hakel Asalchon. Became Ashim Yerushalmi, and so too it's in the case of Yerushalmi. I don't know which bracha that is. Hakel. I guess okay, instead of Akel HaKadosh, you would say on Yom Kippur, Akel HaSalchon.
You say
Amel HaKadosh Roshan. I guess this Roshan and Yom Kippur, you would say Akel HaSalchon. Maybe it's also referring to a tainus. I don't know. Anyway, V'chem HaShushan, I don't know where this is. My new base on Ralph now. Berukeach Tzorich, it says, Shetzorich Lavram, he says, if you have to forego your anger, you know, which if you feel your measure's been filled, just for going. Chayim Bushan Perka Choyva, Chayim Brokeach, Veleis Fonenu, it's not, we don't have this. That's why we can get angry. Brokeach Yushami, it says, Kol Gamar Malukai, because of Makpakadish, which makes sense. Veleida Makomo, Bube Mishnah. I don't know where it's Yushami, but there is a Mishnah that I respect. Brokeach Yushami says, Yesedas Yetzi Mikresla Mavui, if you have pegs coming out of the wall of a mavui, nothing is a court olam. It's going to put the beam for the front of the alley on top of them. Later, Makomi says they don't know where that is either. Brokeach says ben alchayim asurim between the lachayim in the thickness of the poles, which are at the edge of the mavui, you cannot carry. So I don't know where it is. Brokeach Rishami katshama satan kol shofra. It says when the satan hears the voice of the shofar, he's shocked, but not so shocked. We don't have such Yerushalmi in front of us. Brokeach, Kedisa, Shili, ain't Sunny Yerushalmi. It says he brings down in front of the Yerushalmi. I'm Adam Lechenvani Yisrael. A person could say to a Jewish storekeeper, I don't know what it's talking about. Lesa, Lefonenu. We don't have such Yerushalmi in front of us. Ulai, Kavanaso, maybe we say this also, Tiny, Meiser, Belezer, Rebbe Sodak, Babashal, Ben Botnis, Shukhavanim, Yerushalayim. There's such a maestro there, Mashma Dafka Etzlam, which seems to indicate that specifically by these Jewish storekeepers, I know what the context is. Okay, now at the end of the entire thing here, there's Ashmotos Hashah, Ashmotos Shoinus. First the Ashmotos from Yunosh Menazikin, and we had also, there were Ashmotos back from from Zroim and Moed at the end of that. It was appropriate volume. There are too many of them over here to do. But missing passages. Things we're trying to bring down. But let's take a look at Ashmata Shrenis from Sechta Shrenis on page 16, which are just various different ones. 16. Ashmata Shrenis from Sechta Shrenis. Okay? The very end. No, very, very end. No, very, very end. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
That's
it.
No, one more.
Yeah, that's it. So, I don't know why it says 16 there. I don't know where that 16 number comes from. That's it. B'magid Mishnah Choschid of Shem B'Shama, here the Shachid Ruba de Tracy Money. This is a guy who shechted most of the two Simon checking his office. V'asa Mishnah Kami Utsumer Rabbanon. And he came to ask a certain Tamachorim, that was sufficient. V'amalei L'mayis Kavant. So he asked him, what do you have in mind? He said, I had in mind to do both, but I wasn't able to finish it. The shechita is kosher, you shouldn't shecht anymore. Because although it's kosher, you're obviously not strong enough to do it. Why? You shouldn't shecht anymore. Shechita needs careful training of the hands, and you lost your training. Okay, we don't have this Yerushalmi. None of these Yerushalmis. Because my Magimel b'shem Yerushalmi ve'ikushma melchus sefer sefer atayra. When the king heard the words of sefer atayra, he cried, "Gadav!" He ripped his clothing. He should say a sefer she'asa Moshe l'tchilasu niglau. That when he heard, because that sefer which Moshe made should have been rolled to the beginning. But at that time, when they read it in front of Yoshua, they found a roll to the pasuk which says, Hashem will take you and your king away into Golus. Hakan l'shoina, we don't have stuff, but we did have a similar Yerushalmi. Yeah, so he says, Yerushalmi Yerushalmi Shkolim Reshberg, well, maybe there's something similar over there. Maybe it's a Medrash. Maybe it's a Bavli, but we did have something like that. Ramosha Butril. The Peirush Sefer Yetzirah B'Shem Yerushalmi says, Ilav Miloi, if not for Miloi, which means words, and here the Dr. Spadel put in, Ulai Tzarich Lamar Momonoi, mean, maybe it's supposed to say, money, lo chuchmasa. There's no wisdom. No money, no learning. Okay? That's a great Yerushalmi, right? Too bad that didn't make the cut. Raveinu v'chaye, quote that one. Raveinu v'chaye, parshas Tazria, chemri kanti yisham b'shem Yerushalmi, lay sefer, lay sapar dem sapar l'gamei, no barber gives himself haircuts. Okay? Shom so parshas Masi b'shem Yerushalmi, it says there in Raveinu v'chaye, what is it? What? No. Shem yisloyenim, well, we're not going to read this one. Just end here. That's a commentary. Should we slay any of my souls when the Jews are complained by their travels? Then the onan didn't protect them. They had to have watchmen at night in the camp. Normally, the onan protected the Jews in Midbar, except when they complained. When they complained, they needed to have watchmen actually keep watch. It says when Moshe lifted up his hands, Am Yisrael will be successful in war. Melamit she'edon she'nikreis Yisrael b'soicha Toras emes. When the Edah is called Yisrael, that's because within it has Torah of truth. Interesting thing. That the Edah by itself is a neutral language, but here when Moshe lifts up his hands, Am Yisrael be successful. So when the Edah is called Yisrael, it must be that somehow there's some Torah in it which gives it that shame Yisrael. Interesting concept. B'kara kemach l'rabbeinu b'chai erach orachim shem Yerushalmi. It says, V'yishmor mishmarti, Avram kept my watch. My mishmarti, Omra midas chesed, the Mid of Chesed said, "Kol Yimei Hayes Avram Ba'olam." As long as Avram was in the world, the Lo Yitzrachti Ni Lasos Malach Shli. I didn't have to do work. Shavram Oimet Shom Yikoyim V'Shomer Mishmarti. Avram was the Baal Chesed. You didn't need the Mid of Chesed in the world. Avram did it. The Sefer Kafter Perak Mem Dalit Shem Ushami. Ha'u Tambuta to ask Eliyahu Yeshiva Shemala. Certain students taking up Eliyahu to Yeshiva and High. Chazit the Ikam Rabbani. Certain rabbis. Gava Peyon the Muchin. Some of them, their faces were low. Minon and some of the rabbis on Peyon Gavoyin, their faces were high. Amalei, so he said, Inun da Peyon Gavoyin, Gabeon, Gvion, those whose faces are high, Shetamudu am Shogarifim, they know they're learning well. Okay? They ain't us. Ma'azorvich, you see, in Reish Beites, Vidoyme Lobi Usham is a similar story in the Ushami. Chatzav Hazel Beurcha. Certain old man was walking down the street. Ashkechoy Talia was found by a certain young lad. Armor alone, so he said, Levi Lace Namit Savon by the Pise Yoima de Matsarta. So, I wish that. Oh, he's going to explain in minutes. What means that? Saduni Katfune. Chazu de Kochish Cheloi Parnasei Ad Shari Midmach. Vachi Prush, what it means to say. Zokin Echorhoi Olech, but there's a certain old man who's working down the street. Matsu Bachurin. He was found by young lads. Armalem, and he said to the lads, "Only be a koch, have no strength." Lachu erev shel yontov, yontov shel tzeres. They took him erev shvus, pagdu. They remembered him and asuba katev, and they carried him on their shoulders. Peirush v'esachicha tivkol l'shalom, and that what it says in Chumash, your brothers you should visit in peace. Targ them means you should support them. So here it means pakod means to support. Targum biyasachach tisad l'shlach. Rushatosh ashkocho. When they saw this old man's strength was strapped, pinasuad yomasod, they supported him until he died. Shari mid mach until he began to sleep. Sheischilishan sheisom, when he went to eternal sleep. I'm not sure what the moral of that one was. Rav Chasma says pishu rabaseinu by Ushami sheyotzol ayoros. Says Rabbi that Reuven Chasma went out to the cities. Rishonim and Alochus, they asked him Alochus v'leidol Hashivam. You know the answer. Because of the Iran, he went back to his own city. V'lomad Harbei, he learned a lot. But Yulo Koyin Lo Chasma, they call the Chasma, which is a language of strengthening and reforging. Hashem Shechazar v'nisamein, because he went back and trained himself. Nasa Chosun, he became forged Munoso in his craft. It says by pottery that's before it's made strong. By many great shvilchus chanukah matzatzim yushalmi yilam deinu. Lom yischa parshas balos chanukah samizbeach. Why is balos chan next to the chanukah samizbeach to the nesiim which broke consecrated the mizbeach? Vishakem and shikrivu. This is not the famous one. It's a play in the famous Medrash. Since the 12 leaders of the tribe brought their sacrifices, and the Levim had not brought their sacrifices, they were upset. When you uplift the candles, meaning, oh, this actually, Ramban does bring this down, Chumash. Yesh lehem acheres yasu b'nei bonav, matisyo koin goro chashmonoi bonav. The Aaron has an additional advantage. Matisyo and the chashmonoim will do this business of the Chanukah saneros for eternity, as opposed to one shadi of Chanukah samizbech. Right? Because the Chanukah corresponds to Chanukah of the Chanukah saneros. But tshuvas are going in shari tshuva, and that actually the Chanukah, our Chanukah corresponds the second time they did Chanukah Samizbeach, or a third time, at the time that they reconsecrated after the Greeks. But tshuva is goyim. Shari tshuva, kacha, minig rebeis rabbeinish rebovel, minig in the yeshiva in Bovel, shachartu is minig b'shabbos, after minig b'shabbos, shonim ovos. V'lem pirkei ovos, kinyan ter, the sixth pirkei pirkei ovos, v'odeh gilin koyisol, she'em is asking b'ter, and there's a common practice among all of Am Yisrael, they don't learn Torah ben Tfilas Mincha Arvus Shabbos Shemincha Marv on Friday on Shabbos at noon. Mikmenei Kvodesh Moshe Rabbeinu, because the honor Moshe Rabbeinu Sheniftar Bosos Mam Shabbos, who died during that time of Shabbos. Vod, in order to sustain the Kanyim, Nasi Shemes Noli Batei Midrash was saying when a Nasi dies, you lack the base medrash and people, there's bitul Torah. But Koshkin Sheish Lono Litz Katami, they didn't acquire Shemoshah, so they have to remember Moshah's on it. Vashkam Yushami, Yufan Yushami. Rabbi Yeshua said, Ksiv, it says, Zirchot Torah Moshe Avdi. It says, remember the Torah Moshe, my servant. My shalach do you see Torah Moshe? Why say the Torah Moshe? Elamaz Zechiras Torah to Loelam. Well, just like remembering of Torah be forever. The Torah should take Chadosha believe and has to be new in your heart b'chol yom every day. Av Moshe Shekibla v'nos l'sosh l'Moshe who gave it, who received it and gave it, we have to remember him as well. Torah Leos Bosfir Loelam, we have to always remember Moshe. Lolema Inish Abelus Yishani. Person should say, well, the morning on Moshe is old stuff, old hat. Main Torah, we don't need it. El Torah Zechira Boy Loelam. We always have to remember Moshe's death. Zechira Chadosha. It's like the Korban HaBayis. But Ashkan Tamal, we find a similar thing. Or Rabbi Zera Zera says, Vaksi, then say, Vaitamu, you may be Chieva Moshe. Then say, they completed days of crying for the Abayis of Moshe. You may be Chitamu. The days of crying ended. Avo Zechira So Lo Tam. But,
what do you want?
No, 1, 2, 3. I was here so low time, but his commemoration doesn't stop. I was sure she died of that time when she died on Shabbos afternoon. Come, Abi Prach, your Rabbi, or perhaps stood on his feet. Bomber said, "Didi Adif, I have a better shot." Like mu, you may bechi evil Moshe, you may bechi evil Tamu. Vahani, meaning or v'terachim or vahainu, that means you may achol. The days when a person should shiver, Rachman Litzlan, on weekdays, the Kashar Bu Bechi Be'evil, when one's allowed to cry and be in Abelus. I have a Shabbos low time. But on Shabbos, the allusion we make to the morning on Shabbos, that the delays for Shabbos Bechi, Be'evil, when there is no official crying and Abelus, the Schirah song commemoration of Moshe, Bati Midrashos, Betain, the Bati Medrash are in cessation, Adkan Lashono. We're learning some Maimar Azev, Yushami Golom, Midrashim is no place where it's fine. Found. Finally, Sham, it's appropriate Gemara for a Siyam. Our Siyam coined this in the Yushim. Yushami, it says Yushami, that's the Chuvah Sagram, Yushami, Rabbi Yeshua Shem, Rabbi Zira said, Amar, Mayasi was out, it says, Zupanisu Baboka Balachto Lo Lecha. You go back in the morning, you turn in the morning, go back after coming to Beis Hamikdash, go back to your tent. Just say you go back and you go, turn around, you go to your tent. Dialy crow. That would be sufficient to say. Dialy crow. My panisa boker is in the morning. You only go in the morning, not any time. It means that morning, the morning of death. See boker lo avos. Actually, I'm not sure if it's the morning of death. It's some sort of morning by which it says in Tanakh, Boker Lavos, Boker the Simcha. I know what Boker Lavos means. I think of Boker which is not cloudy. A Boker of joy. Boker the Akhtim Avram, the morning when Avram came. By Ashkem Avram by Boker, right? Avram went to the Akedah, right? Umayi Simcha's Beser Shoeva. And at the Simcha of Beser Shoeva. I don't know exactly how that fits in Simchas HaShoeva. But anyway, the bottom line is that Boker Lusu time Simcha, Melami Shetzorech Simcha B'Chazira Yesim Me'alicha. You have to be happier when you come back than when you go. V'am Rabbi Simon said, Simon L'Dovar, Ayisalel Chiger Kim Fateach. Allusion to this is a person who's lame should not rejoice like a person who can actually walk. But Perish HaRadal, the Radal gives a different shot based on the Yushami. Shasimcha v'ayilul, the joy and praise Roy is more suitable. La'choizer minitzachan imachoma, to somebody who's coming back from victory of war. Umifateach me'aloav, and removes from upon himself clay milchamto. He removes the tools of war. Yoyis mishosh shechoyger osam, more than when he belts them on. So chiger is a belter. If there's one takes off the belt, shechoyger osam elech le'machoma. Vusimon ha-moshel mitzvah sachad. At the simon ha-moshel to the mitzvahs of sukkahs. Shein kikli milchoma l'natzeach ha-mekatrigim. That they're the simon of milchoma to be rejoiced again. I see now. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is on the first day of Chol HaMoed. You don't make sense of Shoeva on Yom Tov. And that's a panisa babokir after the first day of Yom Tov at Sukkot, you turn back and go to your home and you make Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? And that's because that's when you put away the weapons. Because the weapons, the halacha is chiyuv d'oraisa of lulav, except the Beis HaMikdash is only the first day, not the rest of Yom Tov, right? So you put away the weapons, then you're happier, right? Because now you showed you won. So once you did the mitzvah of Sukkot the first day, the mitzvah of Lulav and Esav the first day, it's when you came back from war, royally smokes. In other words, until then, from Rosh Hashanah until the first day Sukkot, you're a mesupak whether you're going to win the war or not. But now that you put the weapons down, you're not choked anymore, you're mevater, then you're happy when you complete something. But on completing a siyum, it's a time to be happy.